This is the 442nd episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, the podcast from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that gives you everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. I'm D. Orlando Ledbetter, the Falcons beat reporter for the AJC, and I'm here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium where the Falcons prevailed 29-10 over the Indianapolis Colts in a much-needed win to push their record to 7-8. With two games to play, they are still in the division title race and in the playoff hunt. If you're listening to us for the first time, please make sure to follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, we're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles, and we're going to hear from Coach Arthur Smith. We wanted to know right away how Taylor Heinicke played against the Colts.
Could you discuss the player Taylor Heinicke and what he provided for you today? No turnovers.
He kept the offense in rhythm. We wanted to be aggressive, and he certainly executed the plan. And it helps. He got a lot of experience, and you could feel it. And we got into a lot of drives, and a lot of guys contributed. And I thought he did a phenomenal job today.
Could you speak to your defense and the six sacks that they had as they got after?
It helps when you've got really smart players because, the opening drive, they converted the first third and long. They got a little no huddle, and there was a DPI, and they got the ball in there. And a couple things tweaked in game. I thought those guys, Ryan and Jerry and Jack and the players started throwing different looks, made them hold an extra tick, give or take, and the guys played really well up front. Same thing with situational football as a team. That's been a thing that's kind of stopped us a little bit, not handling in the half. When you defer in the middle eight, everyone would look at it. And we were able to do that. We were able to get points right before. There was a minor clock issue, but we were going to run it, timeout, so we had to kick off, which we didn't want. But we got what we needed. And then came back and got the touchdown. And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. When you talk about double possessions, that's a 10-point swing. And that's how you can win games, if you can control those situations. And everybody was in tune in all three phases. It was a good team win.
And how big was this win for you in the bigger playoff and division title picture?
Well, we just, how the season goes, man. Just the focus was we needed to get that win. You want to be relevant late in the year. Obviously, it's good to win this time of year and be in it. And, we got to get ready. Obviously, tomorrow's Christmas and other things around the holiday season, but we got to get back to work and get ready for Chicago.
All right, that was Coach Smith. They're ready to celebrate Christmas in a better mood than had they not pulled out the victory here tonight. Now, the defense had a good day, six sacks, so we wanted to talk to defensive end Arnold Ebiketie about the play of the defense.
Being the boo, just understanding, having a game plan, just going out there and executing.
You guys have always been team win, team loss. There have been games, though, this year where this defense has carried the team to wins. This time it was a much more balanced effort today. How do you kind of describe what this offense was able to do and kind of take the pressure off you today?
Well, it feels good just to play complimentary football. Offense went out there and made big plays. So it was kind of our job to go out there and stop that offense, something that's our standard, something that we're comfortable doing. So just offense, defense, special team, kind of everybody feeding off each other. It felt great out there.
Yeah, complimentary football has been an issue for the Falcons, but they were able to do it. right before the half, got the field goal, came out, scored a touchdown, 10-point swing. They were in business, and all they had to do was just, you know, not have the major blow up here. Now, let's get right to Taylor Heinicke, the starting quarterback. He was 23 of 33 for 229 and a touchdown pass today. Here's what he had to say about the victory over the Colts.
All right, Taylor, could you take us through, you know, the game and a couple touchdowns, five field goals for the offense today?
Yeah, I thought we played a pretty clean game. That's what we're trying to do. Obviously, the story of the season so far has been, you know, turnovers and self-inflicted wounds, and that was kind of our message this week. Hey, let's not beat ourselves. Let's make them go beat us. So I thought we played a really clean game. Tried to get the ball out of my hands quick, let those playmakers do their thing. Obviously, you want to kind of punch it in a little bit more when you get down there, but a win's a win, so we're happy with it.
The opening drive, you got a big run by Bijan and then the touchdown pass to Kyle. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, obviously, Bijan having a big run, it's awesome. Getting a lot of juice going. And then the play was, we had a curl and we had a little corner behind it, and I saw the kind of corner take that curl slash out, and I saw a big area for Kyle in the end zone. So kind of just laid it out in the area, let him go get it. But that's how we want to start. You know, we come out and start fast, put some points on the board, and go from there. So from start to finish, I thought we played really well.
And complimentary football-wise, how big was it to get that field goal right before the half and then come out, get the fumble recovered, and then go on a touchdown drive there?
Yeah, it's huge. Again, Art talks about the middle eight all the time. And you can win and lose games that middle eight right there at halftime. So, again, going down there, getting those 3 points, and then coming out back with the second half and scoring a touchdown, it's huge for us. That's a 10-point swing. It helps all phases of the game. You know, obviously, I fumbled that first snap. Wasn't a good feeling, but, you know, we rallied and got through it.
And the block, I think the play was shortly after that where you got a block for Bijan on that play and kind of got the sidelines going over there. Trying to play some football there?
Yeah, I didn't really anticipate blocking today. but, you know, I handed the ball off and kind of carried out my fake and saw he was reversing field. And so, you know, I've said this before. And, you know, every time I go out there, I kind of play like it's my last play. It's my last game. You know, playing the NFL is a very special opportunity. And when you get your number called, it's special. So I go out there, I leave it all on the field, and so it happened to be a corner right there. And I hope it looked better than it felt. Haven't seen it yet, but you know, anything to get the guys going. A lot of juice. That was cool.
All right, that was Taylor Heinicke, the Falcons quarterback. Now we always have to check in with defensive end Calais Campbell. He left the game briefly with a shoulder slash arm injury, but returned to finish the game. Here's what he had to say about the defense in the game against the Colts.
How did you feel about the defense performance today?
Man, today was the best we've played all year, you know, and it was good to see, you know, a lot of young guys stepping up making plays, you know, Zach, I mean, it was great to see him get two sacks, you know, Clark, you know, stepping up, you know, just guys taking turns making plays, and it's fun to see, you know, I mean, I think where rush and coverage go together, stopping the run, physical, I mean, they had a couple plays, you know, that they're going to make. I mean, it's football. They're a good, talented team. Mm-hmm. But I feel like all around, we had a great game plan. We executed at a high level. And, you know, but it really was just, you know, fun to play football. Like, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, when you're doing it right, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
And what was the key to stopping Taylor? He was coming back, and everybody knows.
I made sure to let guys know. Yeah, he's different. I played against him before. Like, his speed is different.
Right.
Like, do not take him lightly. Make sure you understand that when he's in that game. And all the guys are, you know, other guys are good too. I mean, you know, you see that potential, but 28 is different, you know.
Right.
And so a lot of it was just, you know, linebackers coming downhill, getting to him before he gets going because he has that different level of speed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of it was just setting edges, making him have to stop his feet before he wants to. And, I mean, you saw in the backfield, he was stopping his feet a lot.
Right.
A couple times he still skirted through, got a couple yards, you know, but it was 5-4, you know, which you can live with. But you weren't giving him those big holes where he can get 20 and then make a guy miss and take it to the house. And so a lot of it was just making him stop his feet before he wanted to.
Well, that was the veteran, Calais Campbell. Now the young guy has been coming on here. Defensive end Zach Harrison had 2 sacks today after having his first one last week against Carolina. Here's what Zach Harrison had to say about his play against the Colts.
What was the key for the defense today, stopping Gardner Minshew and the Colts?
I mean, everybody's doing their job. Just do your job. And everybody, all 11, do your job on the same page. That's what you're going to get.
And, you know, you all had six sacks. You were able to get a couple in there. How'd that feel after getting your first one last week?
Yeah, it felt good. You know, I got to give glory to God, though. You know, without him and Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be here today. So, you know, the strength, I was out there to just go, you know, play my game.
And John Kolaris was saying, hey, you know, he was telling y'all about Jonathan Taylor. How were y'all able to do a good job on him today?
Yeah, no, I played against him in college. You know, he's always been a good back. So, you know, just got to, you know, make it hard on him. You know, make it don't let him get downhill. Don't let him run behind his pads. You know, make him pitter-patter his feet back there. And, you know, let the linebackers flow and make the tackles, man. So I feel like that's what we did a good job of.
Yeah, how big of a win was this for the team, given the division race and playoff implications?
I mean, it was huge, man, because it was the next win. You know, we got to handle our business, you know, and see where the chips lay. But, you know, this was a big win for us, you know, just to get momentum. And now we're on to Chicago.
All right, Zach Harrison, rookie defensive end from The Ohio State University. Tight end Kyle Pitts got open on a 24-yard corner route to get the Falcons on the board for their first touchdown. Here's what Kyle Pitts had to say after the game.
Hey, this is Kyle. Can you walk me through the touchdown play?
The play, you know, we were hoping, you know, they play a certain coverage to a certain personnel, and they did, and we executed.
Mm-hmm. And how big was the fast drive, y'all? They scored. Y'all came and answered like, "Hey, we gonna be here all day."
Just the mentality, attack. You know, that was what we were going into this week with, and for the rest of the year, and just playing balls to the wall.
Yeah. Hey, how big? You've been here three now. How big of a win was this for you guys to stay in the hunt? And
very big. Very big.
Title and all that stuff still on the table.
Very big for us. Just, you know, for each week to just keep putting the work in. And obviously, like you said, you know, this being my third year is a pretty big game, being in the hunt and, you know, fighting for the playoffs. So it feels a little different.
All right, Kyle says it feels a little different. Yeah, on the defensive side of the ball, Jesse Bates was all over the field, six tackles, an interception, two passes, defense. Here is Falcon safety Jesse Bates.
You know, you look at the stat line and it says Jesse Bates, but I wouldn't be able to do any of that, you know, without all the film study we do together, you know, from the coaches to, you know, my peers, my teammates. You know, we do a really good job of, you know, knowing what guys are doing throughout the week. And it's just a reflection of what, you know, what we do and what we believe in. And like I said, I can't do it without AJ staying on top of the post and me being underneath it. And I can continue to go on about, you know, the teammates that I have. So, yeah, props to them.
This defense just seemed charged up. Six sacks in total for them as well. I mean, what was it about this game? Like, I felt like it was really kind of the first time this whole team kind of came together.
Yeah, we've been talking about putting four quarters together all year. And I think this is probably the most dominant game that we've had throughout the year, which is great. You know, you want to play these type of games at this type of time. And, it's a great win to build off of. You know, we can celebrate, enjoy, have a happy Christmas with the win, and then get back to work when we get back to work and go beat the Bears.
Could you discuss the job you all did on Jonathan Taylor?
On the back end, you know, we play coverage. And that front, I mean, Coach Nielsen, if y'all can hear him in the meeting room, I'm not surprised one bit. It's just something that they've been doing all year. You know, it's a really good back, a dynamic back, but you got guys up front like David coming back and, you know, bringing a little bit more spark. It's good to see.
What does it mean to have just such a good win, have a good Christmas, but also make sure well?
That's a lot. Yeah, it means a lot. Like I said, we put in a lot of hard work. Our families, you know, sacrifice a lot for us to, you know, do what we do, and for us to come out with the win and, you know, still keep those playoff hopes alive. You know, I always tell guys we got two more weeks guaranteed together. And we'll see how much, you know, this team means to one another. And, I mean, you turn that tape today, you'll see it.
Do you feel like, could you guys maybe sense a little bit of that outside noise? Because Kaden said he doesn't have social media yet. He could sense some of that negativity, but you guys are closer than that.
Yeah, I'm with Kaden. You know, us dads in this locker room, we try to stay off social media as much as possible. But all that outside noise, that's something that you have to deal with throughout this profession. I think, like I said, it's could have been easy for, you know, guys to listen to, you know, guys are getting fired, we could be moving on. People can let go of the rope at any time. And I thought we did a really good job of continue to pulling that rope today. And it's just good to see, like I said, we deserve this. The city deserves this, and it's another good win for us to build off of.
How can this just help the chemistry or the confidence of this team, a win like this in these final two games as you try to make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a big win. Like I said, these games are, you know, playoff-type-like games, and I know one thing. We get in the playoffs. I mean, it's not a lot of teams that want to see us, I think.
All right, that was Allison Mastrangelo from Channel 2 in there on the Jesse Bates interview, asking a lot of the questions. I jumped in there too, he was heavily requested, so they had him up against the wall. And also here with Bijan Robinson, there's also a lot of folks waiting for him outside of the locker room, outside of his locker. And here's what Bijan had to say after the game.
How big was the 32-yard run to get the offense jump started there in the first quarter?
Yeah, I got to give honor, give honor to God for bringing us out of that game and just give him all the glory for the win and for us just getting to have a nice Christmas with our family. But it was huge. It was a huge, huge play for us, you know, just to get going early. And, you know, when we start fast and even off of that, getting the ball to Kyle in the end zone, like, I think that's when we're clicking, and that's when, you know, we can get everybody going in the offense early. So it was definitely a good momentum starter for us in that game.
All right, that was Bijan Robinson. Tight end Jonnu Smith had one of those big plays, a little screen pass that he took for a first down on a long third down conversion. Here is Falcons tight end Jonnu Smith.
You know, you protect the football as a quarterback, and you get the offense flowing. I think you get a check in my book, man. But, I think he was great. I think he was confident. I think he led us. That's expected of him, man. He's played a lot of great football in this league, won a lot of, meaningful games. He's been a good player for a long time.
Two high-scoring games this season, high-scoring half, have come with him playing quarterback. Why should he be the guy running the show for this stretch run?
Man, honestly, whoever is back there, you know what I mean? And as long as we're continuing to win, it doesn't matter, man. We got great guys all across the board, and he absolutely, definitely solidified, his position, and solidified, his presence, and we'll continue to feed off of that, man. And we got confidence, like I said, whoever goes back there. But right now, he's back there, and we're riding with him.
A couple times this year on the offensive side of the ball, we've heard, hey, we can be explosive, we can be high powered, but it's always one or two things. You guys were able to put it together, really, in all phases for the first time this season. What changed throughout this week to allow you to go out and do that?
I just harping on, playing our best football the entire season. I think coming in on Wednesday and kind of spreading that and getting that saying contagious around the building and really feeling it, and not only saying it, but going in the film room and in the meeting room and on the practice field.
You said it a minute ago, this team's built to win in week 17, week 18. Why is that?
Just the product that we put on the field. Guys don't want to tackle us. Down the stretch, when it gets cold on these away games, they don't really, we got physical runners. We got guys that make people miss in space. We're physical up front on the defensive line, man, and on the back end. And, that's the brand of football that wins down the stretch, man. And most importantly, got to continue to stay healthy, of course. And, that's going to be the main thing. But, this is just what we're built to do.
Being a nice guy is a good thing. It's on you, man.
No doubt, man.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, you sense that the team turned the corner today, putting everything together?
We definitely took a foot in the right direction and got to where we, know we can go and continue to put ourselves in a good position, down the stretch.
And just another one. I know you got to go. The screen. Coach said the screen play was a big big play to keep the drive going there. Mm-hmm. What did you see on that? And looked like he was trying to go 61 again.
Yeah, man. Just knowing, you find that hidden yardage in the game. And, most teams in this league will look at 3rd and 15, mm-hmm. On a minus 50, behind a minus 50. You kind of look at that as a throwaway down. You know what I mean? Let's just flip the field position. But, coach, we got a lot of guys that can get the ball in their hands and make plays. And, Art's been trusting me to do that for a long time now. So just got to continue to answer when my name is called.
All right. That was Jonnu. So we heard from Coach Arthur Smith out of the locker room at the podium. Arnold Ebiketie, Taylor Heineke, Calais Campbell, Zach Harrison, Kyle Pitts, Jesse Bates, Bijan Robinson and Jonnu Smith. We're going to take a break. This is the Bowtie Chronicles from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach. An air freshener can make your car smell like paradise. a drive to Daytona Beach will actually get you there. Beach on. Plan your trip today at DaytonaBeach.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're back here at the Bowtie Chronicles podcast, and I want to let you know about a special offer that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has for you. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you subscribe today, you can get 3 months of unlimited digital access for just 99 cents. That's all of our sports coverage, politics, breaking news, investigations, food and dining, and so much more on AJC.com. Plus, you get access to our e-paper and our assortment of newsletters. So join our community by going to subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. That's subscribe.ajc.com/podcast. So you always know what's really going on. All right, we're going to get here to some notes and so forth and some of our mailbag questions that you all checked in with on Twitter. You know, after the game, we said, what are your thoughts on the victory? And so we've got, you know, we're up to 60 likes and 60 responses. So we won't go through all 60, but we'll give you all a good little sampling of what the fans are feeling like after this game. Well, let's go through the notes here, post-game notes. The Falcons offense had over 406 total net yards, including 177 on the ground. Atlanta gained more than 400 yards of total offense for the sixth time this season, tied for second in the NFL, trailing only San Francisco with 8. And that's what Heineke was talking about, the self-inflicted wounds and shooting themselves in the foot. They've been moving the ball all year, but turnovers have killed them. And, you know, penalties at the inopportune time. Today they scored on 7 possessions. Yeah, they would have liked to have gotten in the red zone and scored more, but they just field goaled them to death today. And that was the type of clean game they had been trying to play. Once they got better, or once they get better, you know, those field goals will turn into touchdowns. You'll be able to beat some people here in this kind of watered-down National Football League. Now, the Falcons offense rushed for more than 150 yards for the fifth time this season, tied for 4th in the league. They averaged 5.9 per rush, which is the highest mark since week 5 of 2020 by Carolina, which was 6.9. Since week 12, the Falcons have 4 touchdowns of at least 20 yards, air yards, the most in the NFL over that span. So that was the Kyle Pitts touchdown today, 24-yard touchdown pass. The Falcons defense had 6 sacks on Sunday, their most this season. They also had 5 against Washington. That was their previous high this season. And it's the most since they had 7 against Arizona in week 15 of 2018. The Falcons defense also held the Colts to fewer than 100 yards rushing, 92, marking the 6th time this season Atlanta has held opponents to fewer than 100 yards on the ground. And Drake London, the wide receiver, served as the 6th captain for this game. We went over Taylor's Heineke stats, 23 of 33 for 69.7%, 229, 1 touchdown, 99.2 passer rating. Bijan Robinson with 122 total yards from scrimmage, 72 rushing, 50 receiving. He eclipsed 100 yards from scrimmage for the 5th time this season. Running back Tyler Allgeier had 69 yards on 9 carries. including a 31-yard touchdown run and also a 19-yard reception in the second quarter. Kyle Pitts had 3 catches for 49 yards, 1 touchdown, his 3rd of the season, just his 6th of his career. Drake London had 3 for 39. He ran tough inside the goal line, inside the red zone, but 3 for 39. And Jesse Bates had the 6 tackles, 2 passes defense, 1 interception. And that was his 6th of the season and 20th of his career. And, you know, the Bates' 6 interceptions are the most by a Falcon since DeMonte Casey in 2018. And another thing is the 6 sacks here. Let's go. We got some more defensive stats here. Caden Ellis led the way with 10 tackles. He had 1 of the sacks. Richie Grant had 5 tackles. He had a sack. Zach Harrison had 3 tackles and 2 sacks. And Calais Campbell had 3 tackles and 1.5 sacks. Arnold Ebuchadze had half of a sack to go with 3 quarterback hits. And Younghoe Koo was 5 of 5 on field goals and 2 of 2 on extra points for 17 points. He tied his career high with 5 field goals, and it's the 3rd game in which he had 5 field goals. His 17 points are the 2nd most points he scored in a single game since 19 points in Week 12 of 2020 versus Vegas. Now, y'all saying he missed a field goal. Yes, he did. He hit the upright on a 59-yarder, but the Colts were offside, and the Falcons got a 4th-and-1. And Cordarrelle Patterson ran hard and picked up the first down there. So before we get on out of here and get ready to get home and get ready for Christmas, and then we'll get unpacked or get packed for Chicago, get the winter coat and winter shoes out. We got to go find those things. You know, we've been down south a while. But, yeah, we'll get that going. But let's look at the mailbag and what some of you all had to say after the game. Here's something from Dirty Sock 73. If Heinicke was our starter for the entire season, we would be comfortably in first place in the NFC South. And then there's a table with somebody changing their mind. Jason Carrera, where has this team been all season? Yep, yeah, they've been trying to put it together, Jason. They put it together a clean game today, like several players alluded to. Apartment Apparel, if our QB play was as well as he played today, turnover free, the offense can put up points, field goals, TDs. The defense will continue to keep us afloat in games. Had we done just that in the previous games, we would have 4 more Ws. We have a top 10 D when the offense can play well for 4 quarters. It's nice. Justin Tanner. All right. One of my guys. It's nice that one ATL native and so forth. Justin checking in for us. It's just nice to add 1 to the win column. Frances Tabor. She's still mad at the coach. It doesn't change that the HC needs to go. Okay, we're going to Falcons Heartache says, every game is up for grabs. This team can play well, and when they do, they have a chance to win. All right, we'll give Scotty Morgan and then Cliff a couple rounds here, and then we'll get on out of here and start getting ready for the Bears game. Or get ready for Christmas first. We're going to enjoy that, and then we'll get ready for the Bears game. Best defensive game of the year, mainly due to the offense being able to stay on the field on some sustained drives. Heinicke was very apprehensive on his passes, caused him to be late on most. Lucky several were not turnovers. I only saw 1. Running game was better because the O-line was back. I don't know about that. Drew Dahlman had a rough day out there. But he was back, indeed. Caleb McGarry was out. Storm Norton was still over there. And Jake was back in and out. So good observation by Scotty. And lastly here from Cliff Howe, we should have been winning like this all along. Let Smith go. Get us a coach in there we can depend on. It Ryan would make a good one, I do believe. I don't know which Ryan he's talking about. Okay, we'll do one more. Biggity Bankster. Touchdowns wanted over field goals. I was there, and there was little energy in the building. Well, okay, that's a fan mailbag for today. You know, it was a winner. It were some exciting games this year in the bins. Maybe there's still another game. Falcons could get the division title and get to host, maybe Dallas or somebody in the first round of the playoffs. Or, we'll get the playoff picture sorted. Just check AJC.com. We were waiting for Tampa to get over. That would wrap up the week. And then we got to look at the, Seattle, Green Bay, all those other games where their teams were, seven teams at 6-8, 7-7 going into the day. We'll get that sorted out here as the games play out. And then that the late game doesn't affect it, New England and Denver. But we'll get that posted on AJC.com, to keep you abreast of the playoff situation that the Falcons are in. Win out. Hey, and then you might not win the division, but then you got a shot at the wild card. That's kind of where they sit right now. Got to go to Chicago, then got to go to New Orleans. Need to post two more W's under this under-control attack led by Taylor Heinicke. So with that, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to thank Mark Owens for helping to produce the show today on the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. You all take care and have a Merry Christmas.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.